Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome, welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan, joined as always by Big Jerv, by Jason Madison. Juju is out on assignment. He won't be joining us today. Trey is going to be joining us shortly. We got a great episode for you guys today. We're going to be reviewing, as always, Power and Snowfall. Only 2 episodes left in Snowfall. Be interested to see where this whole thing goes. Plus, breakups. This should be awkward, right? And yet sometimes freeing. It's funny, like in the movies, everyone's always sad for the breakup, but like actually it's like, oh, thank God. But first and foremost, let me get to the housekeeping. Say www.com patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the added content. Shout out to all of you guys that joined us in the watch along, the rewatchingtons of Never Back Down, me and Zach and Anthony Mays. We did that. You guys brought it. It was fun. Be on the lookout. A week from today, we're going to have another one. I wish I could tell you what it was. I do not remember. But all the extra content like that, like the OG podcast, like the Discord, all that you can find on the Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. Also, twitter.com/countthedings. Check that pinned tweet at the top. It's the supporting Jade's family. Jade, if you don't know, was in an accident. We had a little fundraiser thing on behalf of The Athletic last week. A lot of people showed out. We have now passed the 1,000 donor threshold. So thank you to everyone who's donated. We're still short of that $100,000 goal. If you can join in there, throw a little something, $10, $5, $20, whatever you can do, whatever you feel comfortable, is much appreciated, not only by Jade's family, but also by all of us here. So please do that.
All right, Snowfall. What do we think about it, man?
Fuck Teddy.
I mean, it's always been fuck Teddy.
Always.
I can't trust him anyway.
Does he die or does he get out of this shit?
No, he definitely dying, but he gonna die like a suffering death. But the fact that Franklin is embracing the devil, like making it, you know, his evil ways, and he's doing whatever it takes for money, he's going to die with all his money. I feel like he's going to get what he wants and he's going to die in the process. I think that Leon is going to die because, again, Leon means well, but he's going to go out as his right man. Louis is going to die. She doesn't care and she's reckless. And although she thinks she's at peace, she's not going to get out. Obviously, we know what's her name is doing a spinoff, Wanda. So I think she's going to be running that shelter and telling the story of what this era was like, obviously, because it's going to be based in the 90s with gangbangers and stuff like that. And okay, I guess we're supposed to inherit a couple other characters, but I'm thinking the Einstein kid, the smart kid, will probably survive. I think the very low-lift characters are going to be the ones that survive, like the ones that played very minimal roles that are going to like move over and get stronger roles.
I don't know. Like, I don't think all those people, I mean, honestly, everybody deserves to die. They all deserve to die, dog. No one's good on this show. Like, no one's a good person. There's not, I mean, if you can tell me someone's a good person, I'll listen, but no one's a good person on the show.
Wanda, because she got her life together. She got a chance to see it and she went to Africa and like, is still trying to make it. Like, she's making a decision to save her life right now. Like, that's very foreshadowing of like, listen, Lee, you still want to be here in the projects. I'm moving out. You get what I'm saying? So she's creating to the separation, and it's going to be like, well, I told Lee that, and it's foreshadowing even at the funeral, where she's like, I don't, you know, like Jerome and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, it ain't gonna happen to me. And it's like, nigga, it's definitely going to happen to you. It's going to happen to a couple people here because y'all still in it. And it's going to be too late to get out. You know what I'm saying? Like, Franklin's baby mama. Franklin is going to lose it all. Like, the whole shit of the foreshadowing of like, hey, all this shit did not matter. It didn't matter. The shit Jerome was talking about, like money, all that other shit, that shit is just a highlight. Everybody's going to get everything they desire and they're going to lose it all by death. Because there's no real winners in this situation. And the only real hero is Wanda because she beat her drug addiction, but also seeing the bigger picture because she never was tied to the streets. She has zero association with committing a crime with them. She has zero, like, she doesn't make any runs with them. Like, niggas is going to jail and they're dying. That simple.
I mean, yeah, you got a good point, but...
Also dead. None of these niggas is making it to their final destination of whatever planet they had.
Yeah, Jerome, I was going to say
that nigga died. So listen for every nigga plan.
If there was any character, I felt for it's also it's just because he got the kids, you know what I'm saying, and the baby mama seemed like he trying to do right by them. Now they caught up in a twist, you know what I'm saying? Like
they good money, they gone now. They got out.
Nah, they got stopped by the DEA and shit on their way out. That was the whole shit of the last episode. They said
no. I thought they said that they saw them
coming out with a suitcase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then jammed them up, and basically that's how they got.
I didn't realize they jammed them up. I know they saw them. I didn't realize they jammed them up or whatever.
Yeah, so I think they took the money from them, and they got them in some kind of custody situation.
Well, that's ass because all them niggas is dead now.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I feel for him because I
steal that Scully. All it, like I said,
Scully gonna get out. I think Scully gonna get out because, like you said,
Scully might be with Wanda as a story.
That's
killer.
What I'm saying, because Scully is like Wanda in that he was able to reform his lifestyle and get out of the street. I mean, yeah, he's still doing dirt a little bit, hanging with niggas, you know, whatever. But he ain't.
Y'all talking about the same Scully that was right there squeezing them hammers, trying to kill everybody.
He ain't the same nigga he was 2 seasons ago or even last season. He's obviously like,
I got you.
You feel me? But I think that is going to bode well for his future is all I'm saying. I don't know if he's going to make it out and, you know, be the same type of storyteller as Wanda, but I think he'll be surviving on the outside, in the outside world, more so than probably anybody else in the cast.
So it's 2 episodes left. That means you figure it's like 1 or 2 things can happen, right? Either a whole shitload of people die this next episode.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
And then episode 10 or whatever it is just, you know, closing, you know, putting closure on things. Or do y'all think it's everyone, shitload of people die the last episode?
I think some niggas is going to jail, honestly. I don't think everybody died. I think the mom might go to jail. It might be something, because killing everybody seems like a improbable like course to take, because they're not all going to be in the same place at the same time. Like, you got to kill Louis.
That funeral was the opportunity.
Yeah, you got to kill Louis. You got to kill the mom. You got to kill Teddy. You got to kill Oso. You got to kill Franklin. You know what I'm saying? You got to kill Lee. You know, like, that's 6 major characters that you got to have death scenes for. I think they might, somebody's going to skirt out or, you know, have a different fate than just straight up getting murked on camera.
Have we seen the last of Dion?
I thought that was weird that he's kind of been ducked off, honestly. Like,
I think the funeral, if you look at the funeral again, the funeral kind of was like the closure for him.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't think, I'll tell you like this, it's no way a nigga that would have got beat up in the street like that in front of niggas would have just ducked off. Like, it's no way that I was going to slide in L.A. anytime.
Well, I think Deion is a part of the gang culture. He's going to probably be one of the strong characters. I mean, I ain't going to ask
him. But Trey, could you see that in real life? Like, a nigga get beat up like a big street nigga mm-hmm. get beat up like that. Remember what happened in the fucking Crenshaw Mall with the game? Like, a big nigga gets beat up like that. Or whatever, or just what happens with niggas in LA. Like,
you'll get a pass. It just depends on the situation. Because again, if they would have fucked up that funeral, they would have basically cost their own life. You feel me? Like, I think it's the extremity of that. And they wouldn't have took it there. Now, if he sees him at another time, I think it's up. But I think in respect of Jerome and the mutual respect, that's why he came to him. Like, because he was looking to disrespect him. If he was like, oh, you didn't go ride for him, he probably would have called him a bitch ass nigga, or he would have been, it's up. Like, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. he was like, did you get him? So he's like, you earn my respect. Cause he basically was telling him, like, all right, although we fought, are you all the way in? Or you got 1 foot in? You 1 foot in Africa, or you 1 foot in the PJs? Mm-hmm. And he like, nah, I went and rode with Franklin to go do what we needed to do. So Deion, all he could do is respect it. Like, all right, this is a nigga, you know, I only respected Jerome for OG gangster shit. And this is a nigga who, okay, you fought me for one. You got my respect on that. And then secondly, you just went and put in work. What else can I tell you? I feel you.
I think maybe, I guess, if they were both in the gang together, it would make more sense to me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like because they're two independent niggas and trying to occupy the same financial area, that a nigga would be more upset about him. Like, didn't he basically just move in his spot and take over his strip?
Well, he just took it back. That was his shit. So, yeah.
Right. So it's like, I think any nigga financially, emotionally, like, I don't know. It seems a little far-fetched that a nigga would just be like, all right, cool. You beat me up. You can have the strip back. It's straight. Like, you did your thing. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It seems a little far-fetched. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Too reasonable for niggas. Too reasonable for the way that niggas actually interact. Like,
so prediction-wise, what happens next episode?
I think Teddy gets got at like somewhere in the middle or towards the end of the next episode. And Franklin gets his money back maybe first. And then has Teddy killed, or Teddy's killed in some kind of way, and then it's still gonna be drama between him and Louis.
You talking about this episode coming up, Trey, or you just mean in general?
The next episode.
So Teddy dies, but in the process of Teddy dying, because Teddy's not alone, he's got the person. That person, you know, tries to stop it or whatever and ends up killing, you know, what, one or two people in the process, probably like an Oso or some dumb shit like that. But yeah, Teddy definitely dies this episode coming up. And I would imagine, Jay, you said it was like six people. I say out of that six characters, two. Well, Teddy's included in the six. So I'll say two to three of the six that we consider main characters dies next episode.
I'm with that. I think also, can we all agree? Because normally last seasons normally suck. They get really bad. Now, although the tiger and all of the shit was kind of weird, I felt like this season is one of the rare seasons that's going out strong. I mean, we still got
two more episodes, my nigga.
It can fold, but I like where we got right now. We got the momentum. It's good. It's good. It's very good fucking TV.
Yeah, no, I think this is one of the better final seasons that we've seen. You know what I mean? Of shows that at least we follow on this podcast. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's a far-fetched thought. To give them that credit. I just hope they don't look up at the scoreboard and see they up 20 with 8 minutes to go in the game and decide to bench the starters. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. let's just finish this shit out, get this chip, and go home.
Yeah, they up right now. But that ending is the trickiest landing spot on the map.
Don't pull a Seinfeld. Please don't pull a Seinfeld.
Bro, like it's tough. Like I don't really know too
My
many
screen years. Better not go black like Sopranos. I'm telling
I fucked the Sopranos ending though. I fucked the Sopranos ending. I think they're one of the ones that got it right, but that shit is so hard to do. Like niggas don't even remember really the Wire ending. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because the last season was terrible.
So there you go. It's tough, man. Like that landing that plane.
I know the Wire ending because my nigga Marlo Stanfield is the only nigga in the history outside of Kaiser Sosa to walk away with all his money, all his power at the end. Nobody else does that.
Just didn't have the streets no more.
Oh, but he stole that nigga on the end. He was gonna get them corners back, my nigga.
Speaking of which, my nigga Chris Partlow on Power as the CEO. Like, what a Man. Turn.
What a turn, dog. He went from being a nigga that I'm like, yo, I do not want to see this man walking down any street that I'm on.
Any street.
To like, he, damn, man, I might want a link with boy. He obviously knows what he's doing. He's got good investments.
That's for real.
That's fucking funny, man. Well, I feel like we covered everything on this show. I'm so glad to be podding with you brothers again. Happy Easter to those who observe. For my people, doing Ramadan right now, stay strong, get that rest, get that food, get that mental, you know what I mean? And for next, for Big Jer, for Amin, for Jason Madison and myself, this has been a great episode of Bomb. And also, follow our relationship advice, man. Might save a life.